In a world where burnout has become a badge of honor, Dale Sidebottom's All Work, No Play arrives as a revolutionary manifesto for anyone drowning in the sea of adult responsibilities. This isn't just another self-help book, it's a permission slip to rediscover joy. Sidebottom, once a workaholic who lost everything to his all-work mentality, transformed his life through the power of play, and now travels to over 20 countries as a funtrepreneur, teaching play-based mindfulness to corporations, schools, and individuals. His approach has garnered attention from TEDx and major organizations worldwide, with research backing his methods. The book arrives at a perfect cultural moment as post-pandemic society collectively reassesses work-life balance and seeks more meaningful ways to improve mental health without medication. As Brené Brown noted, the opposite of play isn't work, it's depression, making Sidebottom's playful prescription more relevant than ever. What exactly is play? Though seemingly simple, defining play proves remarkably challenging. It's simultaneously life itself and how we connect with ourselves and others, experiencing moments of pure joy and spontaneous happiness. Play helps develop neural pathways, adaptability, and social skills, benefits that extend far beyond childhood into every stage of life. Professor Allison James explains that while play is viewed differently across disciplines, from psychology to evolutionary biology to education, it universally contributes to human development, brain plasticity, and evolution. Neuroscience research shows that play activates multiple brain regions simultaneously, strengthening neural connections and enhancing cognitive flexibility. The categorization of play is equally complex and multifaceted. What constitutes play for one person may feel like a chore to another. Consider how some find joy in solving mathematical puzzles, while others see it as tedious work. Brian Sutton Smith, after decades of research, found categorizing play types nearly impossible due to their limitless nature, though he grouped them into broad categories like mind play, puzzles, storytelling, solo play, building, creating, playful behaviors, joking, pranking, and dangerous play, extreme sports, adventure. Different disciplines favor certain play forms. Business schools embrace simulations and role-playing. Therapists use art and music. Educators employ structured games, while entertainment evolves through video games, escape rooms, and virtual reality experiences. An important distinction emerges between play and work. When activities become professional or competitive, like organized sports or competitive gaming, they often cease being pure play and transform into performance-oriented tasks. Peter Gray differentiates free play, where players determine their own rules and boundaries, from structured forms with predetermined objectives. Play manifests in countless ways, through mechanical tinkering, fixing bikes, building furniture, digital social media interactions, musical improvisation, cooking experiments, and even mundane daily activities when approached with a playful mindset. Even workplace environments are increasingly recognizing the value of incorporating playful elements to boost creativity and innovation. Play is fundamentally natural and intuitive for humans, hardwired into our biology as a learning mechanism. Richard Cheatham, MBE, emphasizes that while play is integral to childhood development, it remains critical for adults too, serving as a stress reliever, creativity booster, and social connector. Play fosters curiosity, the master of invention, allowing us to explore our environment with questions like, "What if I do this?" This explorative nature manifests differently across ages and contexts. Children building elaborate imaginary worlds with basic toys, teenagers creating viral social media content, adults joining improv classes or community sports leagues. Urban landscapes become playgrounds for skateboarders and BMX riders who learn through self-directed trial and error, developing not just physical skills, but problem-solving abilities and resilience. These play spaces have no age boundaries, as demonstrated by professional skateboarder Tony Hawk, completing a complex 900-degree mid-air rotation at age 43, describing it as the best day of my life. a testament to play's enduring power to challenge and fulfill us throughout our lives. Many people, including Sidebottom himself, forget how to play as they enter adulthood, mistakenly believing play is something to outgrow. However, adults derive significant benefits from play just as children do. Growing older doesn't necessitate excessive seriousness. Rather, it means having enough life experience to know what brings meaning. Sidebottom shares a touching story about his great-grandmother, who lived to 101 and maintained her mental acuity through playing games. She loved snakes and ladders, which they would play together during every visit. Despite their 90-year age difference when he was 10 and she was 100, their games remained competitive, enjoyable, and exciting, demonstrating how play transcends age differences and creates meaningful connections between generations. Play breaks down barriers faster than any other approach. In professional settings, Sidebottom uses connection before content, helping people feel safe and comfortable through playful activities. In Kenya, when language barriers created challenges during his teacher training, a simple game called Bok Bok transcended communication difficulties. Despite his thick Australian accent and some participants' limited English, this silly chicken-mimicking game created lasting bonds and became the most memorable part of their 12-hour session. Richard Cheatham observes that adults need permission to play, yet when they do, like the Spartacus beach ball incident at a rugby match or coaches building paperclip structures, they reconnect with joy and creativity that revitalizes them. At a packed Australia versus British Lions match in 2001, a policeman confiscated a beach ball and asked who it belonged to. When someone answered Spartacus, the officer asked which one was Spartacus, only to face about 20 grown men standing in unison, all wearing Spartacus t-shirts, shouting, "I am!" This perfectly timed recreation of the famous film scene exemplifies adults embracing play. Adults who overcome their inhibitions and embrace play experience nourishment and energy by revisiting the freedom and joy of childhood. As mental health challenges increase with life's mounting pressures, play offers a non-medical intervention that can alleviate stress and restore well-being. When we experience pleasure during play, neurons in the ventral tegmental area release dopamine, activating our pleasure pathway that rewards behavior beneficial to survival. Professor Linda Gorman explains that engaging in fun activities helps release dopamine, which is vital to our well-being and learning processes. This neurochemical response not only creates feelings of pleasure, but also enhances memory formation and motivation. Laboratory studies show that even mice and rats enjoy physical activity. Rats will press a lever hundreds of times to access a running wheel, and mice play on wheels for up to 18 minutes without food incentives. These studies demonstrate that the drive for play is deeply embedded in mammalian biology, suggesting its fundamental importance to survival and development. Professor Linden describes humans' ability to derive pleasure from activities unrelated to survival as a miracle. This unique capacity allows us to find joy in abstract concepts, creative pursuits, and complex social interactions. Play offers numerous benefits, relieving stress through endorphin release, improving brain function through neural pathway development, boosting creativity by encouraging novel thinking patterns, enhancing relationships through shared experiences, and keeping us feeling young and energetic. Research shows that regular playful activities can increase cognitive flexibility, problem-solving abilities, and emotional resilience. Dr. Craig Daly shares his transformative experience during a half marathon, illustrating how play can reshape our approach to challenges. After a disastrous first attempt at the Brisbane Half Marathon, where he hit the wall at 16 kilometers, Craig trained intensively for the Gold Coast Half Marathon. There, he met Sato-san, a 63-year-old Japanese runner completing his 55th half marathon. When Craig struggled during the race, fighting fatigue and self-doubt, Sato-san appeared with his transformative encouragement, "We run with love." This simple philosophy transformed Craig's experience. He began appreciating his surroundings, focusing on gratitude rather than exhaustion, and finished in 1:36:09, far exceeding his goal of 2 hours. Years later, approaching 60 with health challenges, Craig still follows Sato-san's wisdom. Despite having a suspect back and dodgy knees, he commits to 15,000 steps daily plus stretching or swimming, never missing 2 days in succession. He's adapted his routine to include variety and joy, making each session an opportunity for play rather than a burden. Sato-san's One with Love mantra continues to inspire him, a powerful example of how shifting mindset through play can transform challenging experiences into opportunities for growth and enjoyment. Play can instantly enhance your mood, either momentarily or consistently when ritualized in daily routines. The neurological benefits are amplified when play becomes habitual, creating lasting positive changes in brain chemistry and neuroconnectivity. In corporate settings and schools, side bottom often encounters resistance to team building and icebreakers, activities that make people nervous and self-conscious. Instead of traditional ice makers where individuals must introduce themselves in turn, creating anxiety and social pressure, he uses connection starters that don't spotlight just one person. These activities might include group problem-solving challenges, collaborative art projects, or shared storytelling exercises that create safe environments where everyone can engage without worrying about judgment. This approach helps participants experience the benefits of play while building meaningful connections and reducing social anxiety. Travel offers incredible opportunities to experience the universal power of play across cultures. Through his global travels, Sidebottom has witnessed how play, particularly soccer, creates connections that transcend language barriers and social differences. Play becomes the ultimate equalizer, allowing people from all walks of life to connect on level ground, regardless of wealth, status, or background. During a trip to Turkey for the 150th anniversary of the Anzacs at Gallipoli, Sidebottom joined other Australians in a friendly soccer match against local Turks. Despite language barriers, the game created common ground that led to an evening of shared meals, drinks, laughter, and stories. Soccer served as the connector that built rapport, trust, and camaraderie between people from different cultures, honoring a shared historical moment. While sailing the Nile on a felucca in Egypt, Sidebottom and his friend Johnny noticed they were being treated differently as white Australian males presumed to be wealthy. When they spotted crew members playing soccer on the riverbank using a plastic Coke bottle, they joined in. For those 30-40 minutes of play, all social barriers disappeared. They were equals. The crew members no longer bowed or stopped to serve them. Instead, they played hard, had fun, and laughed together. In impoverished Malawi, Sidebottom observed children playing intense soccer on a tiny patch of red dirt with makeshift goals and a ball crafted from plastic bottles and rubber bands. Despite the language barrier, when he gestured his desire to join, they welcomed him enthusiastically, having him remove his shoes to play barefoot like them. They played together for over an hour until his feet were bleeding. Though they couldn't communicate verbally, play connected them profoundly. The next morning, 5 boys ran alongside their departing tour bus, smiling and waving while wearing clothes he'd gifted them after their match, a meaningful exchange made possible through play. During a 4-day hike on the Inca Trail to Machu Picchu, Sidebottom introduced Evolution, a game where participants start as eggs making egg sounds, then advance through the food chain, chicken, monster, human, by winning rounds of rock, paper, scissors against others at their same level. Winners move up the chain while losers move down. The game created an incredible connection between hikers from over 10 different nationalities who were soon laughing together and making silly sounds regardless of language barriers. Sidebottom coined the term play-based mindfulness through his transformative personal journey with play, gratitude, and mindfulness practices. While he views play as his own distinctive form of mindfulness, this perspective challenges conventional thinking in a society that often separates playful activities from serious mental health practices. The concept of mindfulness has evolved significantly, with over 100 documented definitions across psychology, neuroscience, and wellness fields. While definitions vary, they consistently emphasize three core elements: focused attention, present moment awareness, and non-judgmental acceptance. Sidebottom poetically describes it as approaching life with eyes and heart wide open, analogous to gradually increasing light in a dark room, allowing for progressive clarity and understanding. A mindful person engages in whole-body observation, utilizing all five senses, sight, sound, touch, taste, and smell, to frame experiences, emotions, and actions through a lens of curiosity rather than criticism. Mindfulness has surged in popularity for several compelling reasons. First, the increasing complexity and demands of modern life, from digital overwhelm to work-life integration challenges, have driven people to seek effective coping mechanisms. Second, society has witnessed a significant shift in attitudes toward mental health, with greater acceptance of emotional intelligence and self-reflection. Third, there's growing scientific validation of alternative wellness practices, supported by neurological research showing tangible health benefits. Australian mental health statistics paint a concerning picture, with 1 in 5 adults experiencing mental illness annually, and rising rates of depression, 10.4%, anxiety, 13.1%, and suicide. Research consistently demonstrates that mindfulness practices yield multiple benefits: reduced stress levels up to 40% in some studies, enhanced emotional resilience, improved creative thinking, better sleep quality, average of 30 minutes more per night, and more positive workplace interactions. The intersection of play and mindfulness reveals fascinating parallels in their ability to foster present moment awareness. Hungarian psychologist Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi's concept of flow, characterized by complete absorption, loss of time awareness, and effortless engagement, represents play at its optimal state. While mindfulness and play share the capacity to create present moment awareness, they differ in subtle but important ways. Play typically involves specific goals, competitive elements, and evaluative judgments to achieve desired outcomes, whereas traditional mindfulness emphasizes pure awareness through non-judgmental observation and non-doing. Sidebottom's personal narrative illustrates the transformative power of play-based mindfulness. After experiencing severe burnout and emotional crisis, he discovered that reconnecting with playfulness became his pathway to recovery. As someone who witnessed the benefits firsthand, he advocates passionately for unlocking one's inner child as a means of psychological healing. His journey from a stressed executive to a play advocate wasn't instantaneous. It required consistent effort to incorporate playful elements into daily life. The gradual transformation included simple practices like taking regular play breaks, engaging in spontaneous physical activities, and approaching challenges with a more playful mindset. These changes collectively contributed to his emotional recovery, demonstrating how play can serve as a powerful tool for mental health restoration and maintenance. While play significantly improved Sidebottom's mental health, he discovered it works best as part of a holistic approach. Through research, he developed the Daily Peg, a framework combining play, exercise, gratitude, morning and night, and giving, acts of kindness. The pandemic highlighted what truly matters: relationships over possessions, the pain of losing what we value, and our fundamental need for connection. This forced mindfulness sparked increased societal gratitude for frontline workers, environmental improvements, and deeper appreciation for educators and simple freedoms. Schools began prioritizing social-emotional connection over academics, and disrupted work schedules unexpectedly allowed families more quality time together. Created in 2019 and practiced by thousands, the Daily Peg stands for play, exercise, gratitude, and giving. Sidebottom explains that when he skips this daily ritual, he notices a decline in his mood and energy. The practice involves incorporating four elements daily: play, activities that create flow and presence; exercise, any physical movement; gratitude, appreciating life and people; and giving, performing acts of kindness without expectation. After completing all four elements, participants playfully clip a clothespin somewhere on their body, a childish but effective reminder that makes every day better. For the play component, Sidebottom introduces four connection starter games that he considers his secret formula, like Colonel Sanders' herbs and spices, for building fun, trust, and connection in any environment. Games like 1-2-3, 3 is a charm, clapping 1-2-3, and drawing animals on your head create laughter and connection in any setting. For exercise, he presents play-based fitness activities designed to make exercise enjoyable rather than a chore. Games like Spring Racing Carnival, Uno Fitness, and Build-Em-Up Cards combine physical movement with elements of play, chance, and competition. The gratitude component includes practical tools like 3 types of gratitude cards with thoughtfully designed questions for different times of day, and creating a gratitude wall using sticky notes in homes, schools, or workplaces. For giving, Sidebottom provides structured approaches to kindness and generosity, including daily mission cards with simple giving actions, the giving scale for checking in on others' well-being, and the transformative POW message system for expressing appreciation to others. Play creates our most cherished memories and brings joy, which is vital for well-being, especially during challenging times. When we prioritize internal happiness through play, all aspects of life improve. For individuals, play is essential for well-being and mental health, particularly during challenging times. With an estimated 1 billion people experiencing mental health issues globally, finding moments of fun and laughter becomes crucial. During crises like Australia's bushfires followed by COVID-19, play-based activities became highly sought after, from puzzles to painting kits, as people searched for ways to spark joy. For couples, play keeps relationships exciting, fresh, and passionate. Sidebottom shares how he incorporated play into his dating life, suggesting activities like bowling or games instead of just drinks and dinner. On his second date with his now wife Bree, they played Connect Four for 4 hours, which helped them become comfortable with each other without constant conversation. Play reveals people's true emotions, competitive nature, and negotiating style, qualities important in relationships. For families, play improves unity, trust, and communication while healing resentment after disagreements. Sidebottom shares tips for family playtime: experiment with games everyone enjoys, set regular play dates, be fully present by putting away devices, match family members' energy levels, let everyone lead at different times, and stop when it's no longer fun. In classrooms, children learn differently, and many retain more information when taught through play, as it creates deeper neural connections. While teaching in London on a 2-year visa, Sidebottom faced extremely challenging classroom environments as a relief teacher. After 5 grueling months and 1 particularly horrible day with an unruly class where a student hit him with a cricket bat, he had an epiphany. Recalling a relief teacher who had successfully used games to connect with students, he returned the next day and implemented play-based connection starter games using rock, paper, scissors. The transformation was remarkable. The previously unmanageable students became engaged and responsive. In workplaces, playful environments ease transitions for newcomers by creating settings where people feel comfortable being themselves sooner. Research shows play at work helps manage stress, refresh mind and body, improve teamwork, prevent burnout, and spark creativity. Through a personal anecdote about being late on his first teaching day, Sidebottom demonstrates how responding with humor and authenticity, and having a leader who responded playfully rather than punitively, created respect and motivation. After his journey from workaholic to play advocate, Sidebottom shares 10 crucial life lessons. 1. Don't let education get in the way of your learning. Real learning happens beyond formal education. Stay curious, commit to daily development, and passionately pursue knowledge in all forms. Most importantly, be ready to unlearn habits and priorities that may be damaging. 2. Invest in people. Relationships, not financial assets, are life's greatest investments. Like any investment, relationships require understanding, commitment, courage, and patience to grow. Though relationships may occasionally cause disappointment or hurt, good ones won't make you feel this way forever. 3. Keep serving. Acts of kindness should be done with sincerity and without expectation of return. Don't be a scorekeeper. Forget about being paid back and always pay forward. Serving others develops a sense of purpose and meaning in life. 4. Build up, don't tear down. Social media has made tearing people down fashionable. Having spent over 30 years burning bridges that are hard to rebuild, Sidebottom encourages building people up instead. Ask yourself each night, how did I help build myself and others up today? 5. It's okay to say you don't know. Not knowing something isn't a weakness, though we often fear admitting it. Embrace these moments as opportunities to seek clarity and knowledge from others. 6. Don't buy green bananas. Don't pin too much hope on the future. Live for now. Eat well, take baths, sleep in, enjoy shows, and spend leisure money while you have the time to enjoy it. We'll all be dead a long time, so we might as well live while we can. 7. Every choice has a consequence. Learning provides knowledge. Knowledge provides understanding. And understanding provides choice. But every choice has consequences. Being aware of consequences helps us make better decisions or prepare for their outcomes. 8. Be curious, not judgmental. We often form judgments based on limited interactions rather than seeking deeper understanding. Like an iceberg, most of a person's substance lies hidden beneath the surface. Put on your scuba gear and dive. The real treasure lies below. 9. Be you. Everyone is exceptional and unique, with the power to bring happiness to the world. The best version of yourself will always be enough. Don't change it. Be fiercely proud of who you are. 10. Treasure what you have. We don't truly appreciate something until it's taken away. The COVID-19 pandemic showed how quickly circumstances can change. Value what matters rather than constantly pursuing material desires. Sidebottom's journey from workaholic to play advocate offers a compelling roadmap for anyone seeking more joy, connection, and mindfulness in their lives. Through the daily PEG framework and countless play-based activities, he provides practical tools for transforming daily routines into opportunities for presence and happiness. Whether you're struggling with burnout, seeking better relationships, or simply wanting more fun in your life, the message is clear. We don't stop playing because we grow old. We grow old because we stop playing.